Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are going to dig into a world of make-believe. We're going to dig into what they really want. We're going to dig into language. When I say they, I'm talking about the communists, and we're going to dig into language, and I want to deal with language first, because I brought this up. I'm going to play it for you. This is Jake Sullivan, White House guy Jake Sullivan. He's being asked about the border. Now, the border's really bad. That's not news to you. The border's been so bad since Biden took office that now I don't even really try to quote numbers anymore because they're all meaningless. So 2,400 a day here in the El Paso sector, but then the Yuma sector, it all gets so overwhelming. Just know there are floods of illegal immigrants pouring into the United States of America. Day after day after day after day after day. It's become so bad that even some of the more left reporters are beginning to ask the White House some very pointed questions, because I want you to understand something before I play Jake Sullivan for you. I want you to understand what Joe Biden is doing is against the law. You are not allowed to make up your own laws as president. You have to execute the laws that have been passed of the country. You are not allowed as president to simply walk in and stop enforcing immigration law. It's not legal. You're not allowed to do that. What they're doing is against the law. It's black and white against the law. It's perfectly obvious to everyone. And they're doing it. Well, I want you to listen. I'm going to play it for you one more time, and I want to see if you catch the right word. Remember, communists, no language matters. They understand. Why do you think all these dictionaries, Merriam-Webster and others, why do you think they've spent the past couple of years changing the definition of woman, changing the definition of vaccine, changing? Why do you think they do this? Language is critical. It does matter that we don't say Merry Christmas anymore. It's not accidental either. They understood it mattered. When you're trying to destroy something, language matters. He's purposeful with what he says. I want you to listen again and see if you catch it. Here's Jake Sullivan.
So we do have estimates of how many encounters there are at the border on a daily basis. We have processes and procedures in place to identify those individuals, to process them in an orderly fashion, and then to do what is appropriate based on that processing. And we have believed that that system is a system that does an effective job of being able to determine who is coming across the border and what the right way to deal with their case is.
We have the ability to process them and then determine what is appropriate. Notice he didn't say deport. Notice he didn't say detain. What he said was, we're processing them. There is something that is very, very hard to get through in the minds of normal Americans. Normie Norm, that we talk about all the time. Not you, but Normie Norm. It's so hard for him to understand what's happening. They will look at Normie Norm. He's a Republican. He votes Republican. You can talk about the issues he agrees with you on it. But Normie Norm, he'll say things like, I don't understand why they want the border open. Well, I don't understand why. Why would they want to flood the country with third world crime and poverty? I don't understand why. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. I don't understand why. is the swan song of Normie Norm. He might as well tattoo the phrase on his forehead. I don't understand why. That's right, Norm. You don't understand. And you don't understand for a couple different reasons. One, you don't pay enough attention. He doesn't listen to the world famous Jesse Kelly show, Chris. You don't pay enough attention. And two, if you do pay attention and you still don't understand, it's because it's human nature to deny reality if you're in a horrible situation. It's human nature. It's easy to convince Norm that Democrats are bad when it comes to the border and illegal immigration. It's so difficult to explain to Norm that they're intentionally flooding the country with poverty and crime and drugs and misery because they're trying to end the United States of America. That's simply too much for Norm to accept. And I'm not judging your friends, your neighbors, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters. I hang out with these people all the time. I tell you all the time about my neighborhood. My neighborhood, we always have gigantic neighborhood parties. Just had a big Christmas party. There's July 4th. There's crawfish boils. Always getting together. And they're all Republican. Pretty much all of them. They all vote Republican. And they'll come up to me. Yeah, I love Trump. Oh, hey, I'm on heavy D now. Oh, Biden's stupid. We're talking our people, right? But they don't know their Norm. If I were to sit down right now and I were to explain to them, the border is open and we have millions of illegal immigrants coming into this country because Democrats are trying to collapse the entire system, they would say, you're being ridiculous. This sounds like hyperbole for talk radio. Jesse, I don't. And so much of that is they don't want to accept that reality because that reality creates a different reality for you, right? When you go from thinking your government's left or liberal or biased or, oh, they're just crazy. Crazy is a great term people use too. Oh, they're crazy. When you have to make the transition from they're crazy or liberal or biased, and you have to transition from that into, no. They're evil and they're intentional. And if they're allowed to have their way, if they are not stopped, they will end everything you love and care about. Well, that's a totally different conversation, isn't it? If there's a guy out in front of your home right now, if you look out your front window and you see a guy out there on the sidewalk and he has a gigantic sword and he's swinging it around and swinging it around and swinging it around and muttering to himself, that guy's state of mind greatly determines how much of an action item it is for you. If this is some lunatic who just escaped the asylum and he believes he's some samurai out in the middle of a field somewhere and he just loves swinging his sword around, okay, not very comfortable. I'm not going to go get the mail, but not the end of the world. I'll keep an eye on him. Look, we don't have to interrupt dinner. Let's just keep our eyes on the guy. If that guy's a homicidal maniac who just escaped death row where he was in prison for chopping off the heads of 20 people with a samurai sword, that all of a sudden becomes an action item for you. Dinner gets put on hold while you call the cops and grab a gun. Changes things, doesn't it? Changes everything. Now you better go get your hands on your hero gun. Now you better make sure if Mr. Samurai Sword comes to your door that you have some way to stop him because he clearly is intentional. Intentional. Your government is not biased. It is not left. It is not liberal. Your government in the United States of America, I don't care who you are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, your government is evil. And sadly, we don't have a hero gun for that. By the way, does your loved one, the person you love the most, do they have a hero gun yet? You want to talk about the ultimate stocking stuffer? How about this? Until they sell out again, which they're going to sell out right away, they always do. Until they sell out again, why don't you get a hero arrow for the person in your life and shoot it, instead of shooting the pepper balls, it shoots the pepper gel out there. Also has this super loud siren on it. The siren alone could save your life. The life of your loved one fits right in a stocking. And when you take it out of the packaging, it fits right in your purse, right in your back pocket, shaped like a little TV remote. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Non-lethal, shoots his pepper gel out there. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount, all right? State restrictions may apply. But listen again. Listen to Jake Sullivan. He sounds very official. He's giving a very official answer to a question. My goodness, it's very official. And he uses words like processes. They love words like that. Well, there's various processes we use, and we got to listen to all the vague terms. It's vague for a reason, because if you're trying to burn someone's house down, it's critical that they don't figure it out in time. The real question is not you. You, I ain't worried about you. You're the anti-communist warrior who sees the forest through the trees. I'm worried about your neighbor, Norm, who doesn't listen to this little soundbite, which you probably even heard, haven't even heard yet today. Your neighbor, Norm, doesn't listen to this and think, oh my gosh, they're flooding the country on purpose.
So we do have estimates of how many encounters there are at the border on a daily basis. We have processes and procedures in place to identify those individuals, to process them in an orderly fashion, and then to do what is appropriate based on that processing. And we have believed that that system is a system that does an effective job of being able to determine who is coming across the border and what the right way to deal with their case is.
The art of saying everything and saying nothing at all. The communist gives you an education in that every day. All right. Now, I know. I probably should have addressed it earlier. Biden had a turbo freak meeting at the White House today to, quote, celebrate the Respect for Marriage Act. You know what? No. I'll get to that in a second. Let's pay tribute to Mike Leach. Mike Leach, football coach, hilarious guy. He died 61 years old, heart problems. Funny dude.
Got your coffee. Yeah. It is early. How do you take your coffee? What's the best way to take your coffee?
Well, coffee tastes terrible anyway, so don't put anything in it to obstruct the harsh, bitter taste.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy corn? I mean, I completely hate candy corn.
The women lose their mind. Your fiance's going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind.
Instead of playing hard and getting a first down and getting a play, then, you know, you want to sit behind a shade tree, eat a fish sandwich, and drink a lemonade with your fat little girlfriend.
It's a good win. There's a lot of people. It's like Woodstock, except everybody's got their clothes on.
I love Mike Leach. Rest in peace, sir. All right. The Turbo Freak meeting at the White House. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Anything you want, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I love this. See, there's all kinds of good news tonight. It's not all dark and doom and gloom, although it's about to get a little darker when I talk about the Turbo Freak meeting at the White House today. But headline, Disney investor sues over company's response to the, quote, don't say gay bill. That's not what the bill was called. But, of course, the communists understand very well the importance of language. So they gave it that label, and it stuck, and that worked. Anyway, what you need to know about this is this. I believe this is a path forward for everyone with the means to file these lawsuits. Are you an investor in these major corporations? If you have money in the stock market, I bet you probably are. If you go look at a breakdown of where you invest, might make you feel pretty bad. I know, because I've done this before, and I said to myself, uh-oh, got to start moving some money. Anyway, you understand that money that you have invested in the company, the corporate board, the company's leadership, they have a fiduciary. I love saying that word because it makes me sound smart, Chris. They have a fiduciary responsibility to you. They have a responsibility to you to give you a return on your investment, to protect your investment and give you a return on it. If you bought 100 shares of Disney and it cost you $100, they have an obligation to preserve, do everything they can to preserve your $100 and turn it into $200. They are actually not allowed. They're not allowed to simply say, ha ha, He gave us $100. Whatever. Who cares? Gay rights. And take your $100 and torpedo the company and turn it into $50. I believe that we are seeing the beginning of something else. I think we are seeing the beginning of lawsuits against corporate America over corporate America's rampant insanity costing investors a fortune. Have you invested in Disney a year ago? Man, you've lost your rear end because of all this stuff. Also, another thing. Who's your cell phone with? Who provides you your cell phone service? Remember, it's not just suing these companies for violating their fiduciary responsibilities. What, Chris? You're jealous. I just said it twice. It's about not paying people who hate your guts. Putting your money where your morals are. That's what it's about. If you have AT&T or T-Mobile or Verizon, you are paying every month. It probably comes out automatically. You are paying every month a company that hates you. They hate you. Or you could pay Pure Talk. Their CEO fought for this country. They love America so much, they only hire Americans. American-based customer service. When you deal with Pure Talk, you deal with someone who speaks English. And here's what's even crazier. It's crazy. I know you're not going to believe this. They understand English, too. So you don't have to say it 95 times on the phone to the guy who's stationed in Zimbabwe. Dial pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of all the other money savings. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. Now, that's enough of that. Let's discuss something heavy, something we've talked about before, something we're always going to talk about because it is so important we understand who and what we're dealing with. Joe Biden gave a speech today. They had a big celebration at the White House, big old freak fest celebrating the Respect for Marriage Act. It's just a disaster and an absolute assault on your religious institution. But that's setting that aside. Biden got up today and he had some things to say. And we're not going to bother focusing on the individual freak show that was today. We're going to discuss challenges, the challenge you face, the challenge I face going forward. Here's a little bit of what Grandpa Poopy Pants said.
Folks, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected.
Here's the thing. Maybe you're rolling your eyes right now and you're saying, oh, that's crazy. What? No, they're not. What an idiot. No. He said the quiet part out loud. They are all connected. They're all different branches American communists have used in an effort to justify their destruction of America. Remember, there's only one group. Racism, transphobia, anti-Semitism, homophobia. They're all the same. They are actually all the same. It's all the same group. In America, they're all the same group. They're all communists. They're all one big communist activist group. That's just a fact. There's a reason the feminists are in there too and the climate change nutters and everything. They are all the exact same group, one goal, the destruction of America. Never believe what they're selling you. Oh, it's about homophobia. It's about racism. It's about women's rights. It's not about any of that crap. It's about women's rights. Have you seen how they talk to conservative women? It's about racism. Have you seen the things these people say to the black people who switch sides and choose to go conservative? Chris said Clarence Thomas. Have you seen what they've called him? Clarence Thomas has been called an Uncle Tom more than he's been called his own name in his lifetime because he dared buck the system. If they were about black people, they would love Clarence, but it has nothing to do with black people at all. Same as this whole LGBTQ demon mob movement. Have you seen how they treat gay people who come out and vote Republican and gay people who go? Have you seen the things they say to these people? It might be worse. It might be worse than the things they say to black people. It seriously might be. That's because they don't actually care about anything they're telling you they care about. But that's not the most important thing Joe Biden said today that gave away the game. Joe Biden said something else. And what he said was, yes, it was insane and it was dishonest, But you forget all that. That's just focusing on, that's majoring on the minor. That's just Joe Biden saying something and saying it dishonest. That's not the point. What it did was it provided yet another great example of the challenge we face. The challenge we face with our air fingers, quote, fellow Americans. You want to know what he said? I'll play it in a second.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and let's get right into it. Joe Biden said something today. Now, what he said today is not important, but it gives a great indication. It's a great example, I should say, of something we've talked about before and something we have to understand. When, let's say you and I were in an argument about chili, and I, because I'm correct, I say beans are disgusting and should never be in chili. Chili's good. Don't ruin it by throwing these little balls of filth in there. And you, because you're wrong, you start arguing in favor of beans and chili. No, Jesse, only true chili has beans in it. So honestly, that's what you're arguing. Okay. But here's the thing. As much as we disagree, and we disagree strongly on that, we're both existing in the real world, and we can have a real, honest discussion about beans or no beans because we're both firmly standing in reality. I've explained 1,000 times before about the corruption of our system because we're in a late stage republic and all the different cultural pillars work together. The system can now convince people the sky is green, and therefore, there's a chance, there's a very good chance, your quote, liberal Aunt Peggy, there's a chance you actually should never have a policy discussion of any kind with her. Because unless she actively seeks out the truth, she lives in a world entirely of make-believe and doesn't even know it. Therefore, you can't step out of reality into her false reality and then start negotiating in the false reality. That's not how it works. Peggy has to come into the real world first, and then we can have a talk about it. Listen to this liar today. This is the system.
When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong.
Thrown out of a restaurant for being gay? That hasn't happened. Maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, that doesn't happen. That's completely made up. And you're correct. Now, hold on. Let me clarify something. You are correct. No, you can throw people out of restaurants in this country. You can throw people out of restaurants for being Christian. Remember, we just brought you that story earlier this week. Reservation canceled for being Christian. You can throw out Christians. That's easy. Look, you can throw out people for being unvaccinated, obviously. That's no problem whatsoever. You can discriminate. You just can't discriminate against gay people. Ted Cruz was run out of a restaurant. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was run out of a restaurant. So if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're one of those dirty, unvaccinated people, oh, yeah, you can be thrown out. But no one is getting thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the United States of America. And yet the president says this.
When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong.
Now, let me ask you something. You think, let's say your friend, your buddy, he's got different views on all this LGBTQ stuff, because everyone does. People fall all across the spectrum on it. But let's say he wants to have a talk with you about what should happen or what shouldn't happen. Should we pass this law or shouldn't we pass this law? Well, you can have a great conversation about that. My friends fall all over the map on this, all over the map. And I have great conversations with them about it. But you can't have that conversation with your friend if he genuinely believes that gay people are getting kicked out of restaurants for being gay in America. If he believes that, he exists in a world that is not real. He exists in an alternate reality, and there's nothing you can say to him unless he's willing to step out of the alternate reality and plant his feet back in the real world. I know this sucks, and I know this sounds harsh, and it is harsh, but I'm a jerk, and so I have to say this over and over again. I have to be a jerk on your behalf because I want you to stay nice. There are people in your life right now you should virtually cut off. I didn't say hate. I don't want you to hate people, but there are people in your life you should cut off. You should cut them out of your life. You should block 5 people today on social media. You should take a cell phone number of someone you know and block it today. You should cut these people out of your life. Why? Because they cannot be saved. There are so many people, they simply aren't worth your time and they aren't worth your effort. And sadly, they may not know it. And I'm not telling you don't try. Of course, try. Everyone deserves a chance, right? You can try. But if you sit down with your crazy Aunt Peggy today and you want to have a discussion, maybe you don't believe in gay marriage, maybe you do but don't think it should be the law, maybe you don't, wherever you fall on it, and your Aunt Peggy believes, she's arguing from the point of view that gay people are being kicked out of restaurants, and you explain to her, Peggy, that's not true. Peggy, that's not happening at all. And she won't get that? She won't accept that? Well, it's already over. Chris, you have that Yuri Bezmenov clip? We've played it for you 1,000 times before. Yuri Bezmenov, when he talks about the concentration camps, about a demoralized society, well, he summed it up best in 1984.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, aktivne meroприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in 4 basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to
pause it real quick, Chris. Pause it real quick. I need to set this up. I have to remember that not everyone's a longtime listener of the show. This is Yuri Bezmenov. He was a KGB agent. He defected to the West. He did a long sit-down interview about what the communists did to the West and why they did it, what their plan was to infiltrate it. And he's explaining, well, exactly what you're seeing today.
It requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it.
A world of make-believe. And once somebody is completely demoralized like that, you can convince that person of anything. And once they're set in their ways, once they've taken their programming from the hive mind, very, very, very difficult, if not impossible, to save them. I'm not done. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're going to get to the emails here in a few. We're going to get to, well, global warming, another Confederate statue going down, so much more. But just one more thing on this. Again, this was Biden from today.
When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, this is still wrong.
That never happened. Of course it never happened. You know what else never happened? And I want you to take in this list. I just during the break, I wrote something down real fast. I never do that. I never write things down. It sounds like so much work. How many people in your life, how many people do you know think Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the election in 2016? You know about half the country believes that, right? You know that's not correct. How many people do you know in your life believe the vaccine, if they get it, the quote vaccine, means they won't get coronavirus or spread coronavirus? Even the CDC has admitted both those things are false. But how many people in your life? Do you have anyone in your life? Oh, you can't visit unless you're vaccinated. I know you do because my emails are still full of them. That's somebody who exists outside of reality. How many people in your life believe Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation? We now know even our sorry communist press has been forced to admit and verify it's 100% legit. It's totally real. It was all the time. How many people in your life know that? How many people in your life believe Brett Kavanaugh, the biggest Boy Scout in the world, is an alcoholic serial gang rapist? A lot. A lot. How many people in your life believe the January 6th protest was an insurrection that was an attempt to take over the country? An insurrection without any firearms. How many people? No, I'm not talking about the firearms the cops used to shoot Ashley Babbitt in the neck, Chris. I'm talking about from the insurrectionists. Not a weapon. Nothing. You see what I'm saying? How far gone are we? The question is, percentage-wise, this is the question, and I don't have an answer to this. I don't know that anyone has a solid answer. You can do polls and things like that, but the question is, what percentage of the country believes these things? Because hey, if it's 5-10%, that sucks, but not the end of the world. If it's half or close to it, you don't have a country anymore. You don't. I remember leading up to Joe Biden's election. Well, after not leading up, after Joe Biden's election, they pulled the people who voted for Democrats. And I'll never forget this. I should dig this poll up and find it again. I'll never forget it. They pulled what was their number one issue. What issue did they think was number one facing the United States of America? These were Democrats who voted for Joe Biden. And their number one issue by a mile was white supremacy. White supremacy does not exist in any organized form anymore in the United States of America. You know how I know? This is how I know. Because if you were to say anything remotely viewed as white supremacist, I know for a fact you would lose your job. You would probably lose your spouse. I know for a fact your kids would have to be removed from school. I know you would probably have to move your town. In fact, we have run it out of society so much, people won't speak at all about race issues anymore. So white supremacy is not a thing that exists at all in any organized form in the United States of America. And yet half of the country ran to the polls and voted for Joe Biden, thinking that was the number one issue on the ballot. How do we overcome that? Can we overcome that? I don't know. I don't know. I know it presents quite a challenge, right? Because look, there is no, let's just agree on this. There is no overcoming that if those people remain in the world of make-believe. We can't do that. How many of those people can we take out of that world of make-believe and pull into reality? That's really the only question that matters. I don't have an answer to it. I hope we give everyone a shot, but the truth is we're going to have to start cutting some people off. It's part of the reason I tell you to move. The truth is your area might be gone. You're listening to my voice right now in the state of Michigan? I know you have a beautiful state. Believe me, I know. I spent time up in Michigan fishing with my dad up there and whatnot. I know. Man, your state's gone. You know that, right? Your state's gone. That horrible hag, Gretchen Whitmer, that woman abused you for her entire term. And the people of Michigan just went out overwhelmingly and chose her to go back and gave Democrats a supermajority in the House and Senate. Michigan is gone. I tell you to cut people off. I tell you to block phone numbers, cut off relatives. And you're going to have to cut off your state, too. You're going to have to cut off where you buy your shrimp. I know what it's like. I do it all the time because my oldest son is a shrimp freak. And I love shrimp, as you well know. But my oldest son is a shrimp freak to the point where we have to restrain him. If we go to a holiday party of any kind, whatever the holiday, if they have shrimp cocktail there, he'll just go sit down and eat it all. And we've had to tell him, son, that's rude. You can't do that. So when we were in the grocery store, we'd go by the seafood section, and not unlimited, but hey, can I get some shrimp? The answer was always yes. I don't buy shrimp from my grocery store anymore. I don't know where you got that shrimp. 95% of the shrimp in the country comes from overseas. Most of the countries are communist countries. I'm not buying it there. I get all my shrimp from Biloxi Shrimp. Biloxi Shrimp has many, many options, many bundles. It doesn't matter what your budget is, but it's American shrimp. American shrimp boats pulled right out of the Mississippi Gulf. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com and enter the promo code Jesse. That gets you 10% off your entire order. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. All right? Go now. Buy your shrimp from an American company. From an American company that shares your values. All right. That's enough of all that. Let's deal with something else. Let's deal with sailing, and let's deal with emails. Now, when I say sailing, I do bring this up because a couple guys went missing on a sailboat, and that's really sad, so keep them in your prayers. But what is it about sailboats that we find fascinating? Everyone, you find them fascinating too, don't you, Chris? I'll never forget when I went to Nantucket. What, Chris? They have a couple old, like the old wooden Christopher Columbus style sailboats They have them, these rich people, they have them sitting out there in the middle of the bay. They probably don't even know how to work them. I don't know why, Chris. They probably have a crew they hired to work it. Anyway, and you drive by, you can't take your eyes off the things. Anyway, we're going to talk about sailing, but then we're going to talk about global warming. We have to talk about emails. We have to talk about a Confederate statue going down. Lots to pack into the last hour. Stay tuned. Hang on.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.